In addition to covering itself, the Wall Street Journal and other business papers are following huge losses at banks like Citigroup and Bank of America. Big banks have been hit by the mortgage meltdown, and so have regional banks like Cleveland's National City Bank. Yesterday, that bank became the latest to announce a cash infusion aimed at shoring up its finances. Dan Bobkoff reports from member station WCPN.
National City has been hit hard by the subprime mortgage meltdown in both its Ohio base and in Florida, where it's made two big acquisitions in recent years. Faced with dwindling capital, many expected National City to be acquired by a competitor or even a foreign bank. Instead, it's a group of investors led by the private equity firm Corsair that has brought National City back from the brink with a $7 billion capital infusion. National City CEO Peter Raskin says this was the best option he had.
Of the alternatives that we considered and very thoroughly explored, it became very clear that this one is the one that serves the shareholders' interests best.
Reportedly, some banks that had considered a National City purchase later changed their mind after looking more closely at the finances. But University of Akron finance professor Raj Agarwal sees good news in the deal.
The fact that a lot of people wanted to buy them at that price means that there was a great deal of confidence in the market that National City is not going to go under. It's going to continue onwards, and it's a good bank and can survive and will survive.
The Corsair-led group gets a huge discount on newly issued shares, a move that sent the value of existing shares down sharply. National City stock is now down about 80% from its price a year ago. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.